brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Red McGovern's coming up in the next segment. Right now, I'm taking calls about death threats, men harassing people at their homes, coming into their homes. Probably contractors, probably just mafia contracted. And how we have to stand up against this and speak out against it and not go along with it. Elliot in Ohio, then Reb, John, Kurt, and others. Go ahead, Elliot.
Hey, Alex, I got a story that supports your argument. My oldest cousin, his best friend, he studied law for 3 years. He didn't get his license. He didn't want it. He just wanted to be knowledgeable so that he could combat all this tyranny. And it was amazing. I was sitting down with him, you know, him, me, and my cousin. You know, we were talking about something that happened to Daryl, like, you know, it happened like a year ago. He was coming home from a bar. He was walking, and he's gotten a lot of bad vibes from the cops, being that every time they try to take him to court, he always wins. You know, he uses his constitutional rights, fights it, and always wins. Now, Fairfax cops, Fairfax County in Cincinnati, they hate him, absolutely hate him. He's blacklisted, always try to harass him. He's walking back from the bar. They stop him. They're like, "Okay, Daryl, you're drunk in public. We're gonna write you a ticket." Daryl's like, "No, you're not. You're gonna get back in your car, and I'm gonna go walk to my house, and that's gonna be that." And he sees them. As soon as he starts walking, he sees them reach for his gun. He lunges at them, takes the gun from the officer, makes his partner and him get on the sidewalk and stay there. And there was witnesses right outside the bar seeing all this.
Wait a minute. Isn't he a listener to this show? Because it came out that another listener did that in Idaho. The same
really?
Thing happened. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, so he gets them on the sidewalk, a Marymount cop, which is where he was at. He wasn't even in Fairfax. I mean, Fairfax and Marymount, they butt up right against to each other. Marymount cop comes by, you know, he flashes his gun. "You better drop your gun right now or I'm going to shoot you." It's like, "No, these people just tried to kill me, and I got plenty of witnesses to back up the case." And sure enough, takes these two cops to court, wins, and gets two apology letters, gets them suspended for 2 weeks.
That's all?
Yeah, that was all. I mean, you can't really do too much. But
send me a news article on that, because I saw it. That happened in with another one of our listeners, but then they charged him later. Just amazing. And I want the dumb cops to know something. Do you think in a government, in a country where you're allowed to act like this, that you're safe, that the people running you aren't going to take your pension funds, aren't going to do other bad things? You know, crime affects everybody.
Yep.
And a government going rogue affects everybody. This is bad. When you've got secret police or contractors showing up in people's houses, threatening their wives, and not saying who they are, I mean, the country's going, you know, saying don't have your anti-war website anymore. The country's going to hell in a handbasket. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let's take another one here. Let's talk to Reb in Colorado.
Yeah, I'm here, and we had a home invasion, a hostage taken, a witness tampering occurred with our residents, one of
Speak
our
up.
Residents. There's three of us, and what happened, the Lakewood, Colorado PD and Jefferson County PD broke in, and they put a gun to their head and pushed their head forward to sign things, and then they told them words I can't say over the
air. Need you to speak up.
Yeah, okay. So that's what happened. And then all of a sudden, they didn't stop coming back because, like I said, they wouldn't sign things, so they decided to stand in front of them on the couch with guns out, and they go around in their little residence there. Nobody knew what they were doing.
Well, you know, that's come out in Austin news, to get a yogurt shop confession. They put a gun to his head on video, and then police said that's a good thing. And then it's come out all over the country where they beat people up and the person records it, or put guns to their head and say, sign it. And, yeah, that's America. It's mafia-run. It's a mafia culture. All the police aren't corrupt, but rapidly they're being removed. Aggravated felons are being put in. I mean, the government's hiring criminals. I mean, it's in the news. It's completely going rogue. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, What are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All indications are Israel is still intending to strike Iran sometime before or after the election. In the next 3 or 4 months. And former White House briefer to Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., top-level CIA analyst, Army officer, is our guest, and we really appreciate him giving us so much time the last few months. He's also battling melanoma, but we're told it's going well, so thank God for that. Ray McGovern needs your prayers. He's a great guy. He's spoken out for 9/11 Truth, calling for an investigation. I want to get into Cy Hirsch, who, by the way, we did talk to Cy Hirsch. I'm just going to leave it at that. Look for him soon on the show. And breaking news, I'm going to leave it at that, because that's what he asked us to do, but he'll be here soon. 12 targets that Dick Cheney wanted to attack. The one he released at a journalism conference 2 weeks ago finally hit YouTube last week. We grabbed it, shoved it out big time. 2 nights later, because of you, the listeners, I said, get this out to everybody, email it to all news agencies, call them. Keith Olbermann did cover it last Friday night. So it's been on MSNBC that they were planning to create fake Iranian patrol boats and have a, quote, shootout between the Navy SEALs and a major ship. A major naval ship. This is unbelievable. And somehow Dick Cheney was overruled. Cy Hirsch will not say yet because he doesn't want to give up his source. If he says too much, they can pinpoint who it was in the meeting or which meeting it was. But he says he's got a new report coming out in the next month and a half. I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't want to bring out too much here, but we're going to get Ray McGovern's take on that as well because he's been warning for 3 years of a staged Gulf of Tonkin. So has Ron Paul. These guys have got good political minds to be able to, I mean, I was saying another false flag here domestically or something in Israel, and they're going, no, it'll be something with ships. That's what we think. And then that's what it's turning out to be. They tried something a few months ago, as you know, with the fake radio transmissions. But, Mr. McGovern, let's get into that a little bit later. First off, Information Clearinghouse, very credible. I've been talking to some of the Counterpunch writers. They've confirmed this did go on, but the editor and owner doesn't want it talked about now. His wife is beside herself. She came in the kitchen, four armed guys brandished guns and suits and said, "We're not going to tell you who we are, but we know who your kids are, and you and your family better just shut up and stop having this anti-war site. It's one of the largest sites. It's not as big as ours, but close. It's in the top 10. And that happened. I have been physically attacked before. I've had death threats. They just started up a few months ago when I went to Bilderberg and bullhorned that and had Richard N. Haas come out and turn red staring at me from 20 feet away because there was one area where we could bullhorn into their main meeting hall. And then women calling my house, telling my wife, "Is Alex there?" "Well, no, I'm his." "Who is it?" "I'll give a message." "Well, who is this?" "Oh, I'm his wife." "Well, that's impossible. We're getting married. I'm pregnant." Of course, it's totally made up. I'm not out there being promiscuous. It's a total lie. So the classic stuff and also threats against my family. I don't even want to dignify them putting them out. Ray McGovern, you've seen all this before. You've seen this in third world countries. You know the Soviets did stuff like this. The Mafia does things like this. Your take on it.
Well, I think mafia is the right word. The institutions of our country have been so corrupted that this kind of thing goes on, and the FBI, as it told Tom's wife, it just can't do anything about it. Well, right. You know, this whole business, it really stinks to high heaven. And Tom Feely, I know, he publishes my stuff together with other websites, and he's the real deal. And when he talks about this, you can take it on faith that he's telling the truth. So here you have a rather rude interruption of his family and himself, and a dire warning. Stop publishing this stuff on your website or else. Couldn't be worse. What I'm thinking about when I talk about institutions is also an institution that I served proudly in, and the U.S. Army. And what said it all to me, Alex, was this. When Cy Hirsch was doing one of his exposés on what happened at Abu Ghraib, he pointed out that General Taguba was the only one to do an honest investigation, and he did the first one. You know what happened to him? He ended up in a limousine with General Abizaid, who was CENTCOM commander at the time, in Kuwait. And they're sitting there, and Abizaid turns to Taguba, and he says, "You know, your investigation is being investigated itself. And you know what, General Taguba? So are you being investigated." And Taguba turns to Seymour Hersh, and he says, "It was then and only then that I realized that after 33 years serving in this army, it was no longer the U.S. Army. It was the Mafia." That's what we've got. And we got a bunch of hoods descending upon a very reputable website runner. You've got that. You've got the Mafia. And if we can't get the FBI to investigate this or the local police, you know, I don't know what we can do.
It sets a precedent, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
It sets a precedent. Now, we know, speaking of Army, they're using a lot of Army intelligence to spy on peace groups, to harass people, to provocateur. What would you say to those men who they have twisted into doing this? I mean, how are they brainwashing them to go commit these type of crimes?
Well, you have to remind them what they swore allegiance to. And it was not the President of the United States. It was the Constitution. And, you know, some of them will learn this for the first time. But when they do learn it, and when they know that there's a law against precisely this, the U.S. Army is not supposed to be exercising domestic law enforcement functions. It's against the Posse Comitatus Act.
Much less mafia intimidation. I mean, assessing this, continue.
Yeah, well, I'm just suggesting that when you see one of these young folks, you know, out there, maybe in Denver or wherever they are now, you need to go up and approach them and say, "Look, son or brother, or, you know, do you realize that you don't have to obey unlawful orders? And if you are doing domestic surveillance here, the law says you shouldn't be doing that." And just saying that you were ordered to do it is not going to suffice if all this is brought into a court of law.
What would Ray McGovern do if, man, obviously they wouldn't do it to you, they'd do it to your wife, or they'd assess her, and she's probably tough like you, so it wouldn't work. But, I mean, what would you do if you walked into the kitchen and four guys brandished guns and said, "Stop talking, Ray McGovern, shut up"?
That's a good question. guess I'd say, who are you?
That's right.
Yeah. And if they weren't able to show me identification, I'd tell them to get out of my house. And if they didn't do that, I suppose I'd quickly exit the house myself, lock the door from the outside, and get on to 9/11 or whatever it might be, in hopes that they could be apprehended before they left. I'm too old to worry about being shot. I think what's being shot here is the Constitution of the United States. And if they shot me and that had a salutary effect in apprehending and stopping this kind of stuff, then I would consider that was a shot worth taking.
Well, if you've got unidentified thugs in your house brandishing weapons on your wife, I'm going to do something else.
You're going to get out your own weapon.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, absolutely. And I'm not looking for trouble. I mean, I've been around the block. I'm not here, you know, acting tough. It's all right. I mean, what do you do when you catch a burglar and you're safe at your house? I mean.
Yeah. Well, we have five kids, so we don't have any money, and that's very apparent from the looks of our house. So we feel rather safe from the point of view.
Well, my point is that I'm sure they assessed this guy as a liberal who isn't a gun owner and thought they could do it. I mean, I guarantee you that a lot of people I know, it would not have gone well, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would not have gone well.
Yeah. Well, we'll
I mean, I can't control myself. I'm not like you, Ray, you know, who's got all this self-control. Somebody comes in my house threatening my family, I think I'd lose control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if kids were there or something like that, it would have been a little different.
Yeah, what would you do if your children were in the next room?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'd have to figure that out.
Yeah, I think I've got an idea what you do, Ray.
But I think what we need to do here is to raise such a hue and cry that the whole country is sensitized to the fact that this can happen. And, you know, if all that's necessary is the president can call you an enemy combatant and they put you in jail forever, those kinds of things really need to be highlighted. American people need to be sensitized to that kind of situation.
Ray, 20 years ago, could you have ever imagined that they would have mafia goons running around? I mean, I guess it's happened before, but at this level. And again, I wonder, how did they assess and profile individuals of this low caliber to go out and threaten women?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Alex, and I think you probably appreciate this better than most, true information is really the Achilles heel of this whole mafia crowd. And Tom Feely has done yeoman service in putting out his almost daily publication, The Information Clearinghouse, where he collects articles from the likes of you and me and others, and it's quite an assortment. If you go through that every day, you are well informed in a way that you could never hope to be informed by watching TV or reading what's left of our newspaper.
So they don't like that intelligence briefing he's providing?
No, he's very dangerous. He's the most dangerous of people because he's spreading truth around. And, you know, that's, if you spread enough truth around that people become educated, and we've not reached that point yet, but when the Internet can be used to do this and people stop watching Fox News at night and just learn the few buttons they have to click to find out what's on Information Clearinghouse, then this regime is doomed, and Cheney and Bush are on their way to The Hague to be prosecuted as war criminals, which is what they are.
They've got to be desperate. I mean, it's similar things have happened to me, but they've got to be desperate to think that in threatening people's women is going to help them.
Yeah, well, you know what they've probably done is hired some sort of private detective firm to do the necessary without any strict guidelines.
That's what I said, contractors. I assessed it in the last hour as probably contractors. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they contract this stuff out so that nobody's caught with an FBI badge inside a house like this. And, you know, they give them vague instructions, do what's necessary, and then you have these kinds of threats against wives, against children, against sons, and that's how this thing is played. Oh, you know, they told Tom's wife that they knew where her son lived and how many children he has and all this kind of stuff. Just the worst of the worst.
It is the worst of the worst. Ray, does it make your blood boil, or is it more just an icy determination?
Well, it's both. I'm Irish, so my blood does boil rather quickly, but I'm determined, as you are, I'm sure, to expose this thing and stop it.
Ray McGovern, stay there. We'll get into the big board, what's happening with Iran, and false staged events on the other side. Stay with us.
Ted Anders from Midas, August 7, 2008, gold, 881, 70 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $907.49, $447.05 for half, $223.53 for quarter. That's $907.49, $447.05, $223.53. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Later in the break, he agrees that the Information Clearinghouse needs to speak out and make a big noise about this. The poor fellow's wife is wanting him to shut up. That is not what you do, but we'll end that discussion here. Ray McGovern, the Cy Hirsch info about Cheney wanting to attack a dozen targets, a dozen provocations. He would only mention one, the fake patrol boats manufactured in U.S. naval shipyards to be peopled heavily armed Navy SEALs in a, quote, shootout with larger naval vessels. This is just huge.
Yeah, I can see them brainstorming this. Matter of fact, it's not necessary to construct five PT boats in an American shipyard and somehow insinuate them into the Gulf. The Israelis are far better at this, and My guess is that if a shooting war starts, it will start with a provocation of that kind, where Israel will slip a little PT boat into the Gulf, painted in Iranian colors with a big Iranian flag, and sink one of our destroyer escorts, and then it will be on.
And that would be remote control, and they would claim suicide bombers were on board?
Sure, any way they could do it. They could even fake intercepted communications. It's really very, very dire in that the Gulf. It's chock full of ships. And once this starts, the Iranians are hardly like the Iraqis. We're going to lose a lot of ships and a lot of men. The straits will be closed. We'll all go bankrupt. It's really, I can't conceive of a stupider idea. And yet, if you look at the people who are running things, and it's still Cheney and Elliot Abrams, the neocon who is responsible for so much of this, the fellow in the White House who's running on Middle East policy, this is really a major threat. And so a provocation is probably the way this is going to start. And you talked about false flag before, Alex. Well, we know that the president himself, I'm talking about George W. Bush, proposed a false flag arrangement to the British on the 31st of January 2003. He was getting a little bit irritated at the fact that no weapons of mass destruction had been found, and I'm sure he realized that the intelligence people had taken his wishes at heart and constructed evidence where there was no real evidence of weapons of mass destruction. And so he said to Tony Blair, and we have this in a British memcon. I mean, you know, the British have not disavowed this. He said to Tony Blair, three things we could do now. One would be to paint a U-2 spy plane with UN colors and fly it over, you know, over the border, well past the no-fly zone, and have Saddam Hussein take some shots at it, and that would be reason for war, you know. That's what we can do. Well, there's a false flag operation. It never got off the ground, but the other two things he had in mind were, you know, finding, in quotes, a defector who would talk about all these weapons of mass destruction. And the other one was simply assassinating Saddam Hussein. So, you know, it's not surprising at all that the vice president in particular would be talking about a dozen such schemes, the more so since we also know that there was a plan to insert a bunch of Iraqis into one part of Iraq before the war, have them shoot up some folks and some police stations, have the Iraqi army come in and try to do battle with them. They will, meanwhile, have declared a free Iraq in northwestern Iraq, and we would come to their defense. That was another sort of false flag or provocation that was planned. That didn't get off the ground either. So these folks think in mafia terms. They think in the same terms. You know, this sounds harsh, but it's just factual. This is exactly what Hitler did before invading Poland. You know the story about dressing up some stormtroopers in Polish uniforms?
Gliwice.
Yeah, having them shoot up a radio station or whatever it was, and that was the casus belli then. And you know what, Alex? The worst thing is most Germans believed. Most Germans wanted to believe what Hitler was saying. What was necessary? Why? Because Poland was a threat. Now, you know, that's as far-fetched as saying Iran is a threat to the United States.
Well, it just came out 2 days ago in mainstream news, but got almost no attention. These incredible things come out that Cheney ordered the CIA to create fake weapons information on Iraq.
Yeah, that's out of Ron Susskind's book. And Ron is as well-plugged in Washington as Cy Hirsch, and that's saying a lot. Ron's already written two books, one on the Secretary of the Treasury, Walsh's, or O'Neill was his name, Paul O'Neill, his experience as Secretary of the Treasury, and then the other one was the 1% Doctrine, How Does Dick Cheney Come at the World?
Stay there. Quick break, long segment coming up with Ray McGovern, opening the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. We'll look at this latest announcement by Israel, mulling military option for Iran nukes. That misleading headline implies they have nuclear weapons. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soleil Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soleil Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soleil Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soleil Smile. Order some today at SoleilSmile.com. That's SoleilSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
I want to be clear. I'm not looking for a fight here. When the government's not looking for a fight. Secret police, goons, thugs, army intelligence, hired mercenaries, L.A. Times, with photos of people dressed in Blackwater uniforms raiding medical marijuana facilities, Blackwater confiscating guns in New Orleans, and now documented on PBS, of all places. Israeli commandos were used, according to PBS. And the new special, Bill Moyers came out of retirement to do, running around gun confiscating. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Hiring former Latin American death squads to be used in Iraq, hiring aggravated felons for the military. I mean, these are all the classic things that Hitler and Stalin and every other thug did. And I want to get into the latest developments with Iran with Ray McGovern and then take your calls and talk about whatever subjects he thinks are most important. I've been kind of dominating discussion here, or at least the points that are being brought up. But getting back to the police state, Ray, I just in my heart of hearts know that the American people are still good enough and not so distracted by mainstream television and media that's there to put them to sleep to realize this is classical tyranny. But sometimes even knowing as much as I know about the world and studying this 16, 17 hours a day, I find it kind of just overwhelming sometimes, almost like sticker shock by the level of the tyranny where it's hard for me to believe this is happening, but it really is. Do you ever, you know, studying other countries and other tyrannies, does it ever just hit you and shock you?
Well, it does indeed. You know, I watched the Soviet Union for 30 years, and a lot of this stuff is, including the propaganda, Alex, it's exactly what I saw doing that, watching the Soviet Union. You know, the biggest sea change that I've observed in my 45 years in Washington is the fact that we no longer have, in any real sense, a free media. And that's big. That is very big. We no longer have the kind of press or media that we had during Watergate or during Vietnam or since. And this makes it all the more urgent for people like you and me to find ways to push the word out, because the American people are deprived of all this. How many newspapers are going to run the story on Tom Feely tomorrow? Zippo, you know, maybe one, maybe a McClatchy little report will. But if you read the newspapers, you don't get it. If you watch television, you don't get it. If you listen to Prison Planet, other places like this, or you read Tom Feely's website, then you do get it. The only problem is, how do we get enough people sensitized to the fact that if you have a computer, it's real, real simple to spend 15 minutes a day pressing a couple of buttons so that you get informed. And I think, you know, once neighbors start getting wrapped up, as Tom or his wife almost was yesterday, the word will get around and people will seek ways to become informed.
Is it a good indicator, I mean, making lemonade out of lemons here, that they are having to resort to these type of tactics with a lot of other writers and people I know that continue steadfastly but don't want to talk about the things that have happened? I mean, to me, it's horrible this is happening, but they wouldn't be doing this if we weren't hurting them.
Well, that gets back to our point before, the one we were both making, and that is that the truth is what's going to get these guys. The truth, very literally, as the Bible says, is what will keep us free. So once you get a fellow like Tom Feely, and, you know, Feely is fearless. You know, he'll publish this story about Cheney. He'll publish anything that makes sense and can be documented. And that is very, very fearful for the people running this country, because the one thing the mafia doesn't need is exposure.
I've talked to a lot of other analysts, but I want to get your expert take on this, that the establishment is fighting the 1960s or 1950s war with that technology, and that they thought they were secure because they bought up all the mainstream media and consolidated that, and that they kind of just poo-pooed the power of the alternative press. But now they had underestimated its power. They're just now starting to realize its power. And by then, the genie's out of the bottle. I mean, the information we're bringing out here is becoming a larger and larger minority, beginning to verge on majority, and that they're playing four or five steps behind.
Well, I think that's part of it. I think that's why they want to make a sort of an object lesson that, look, you continue this kind of thing, you can end up like Mrs. Feely or like Tom and have your place invaded by some contract quasi-coppers, and they'll have guns under their lapels, and they'll threaten the heck out of you. And so be scared. Be scared. Don't think you can do this with impunity. I do think it's a good education of how defensive they are and how much they want to intimidate people from spreading truth around.
No, well, it's having the opposite effect, and that's what concerns me. I don't have the illusion that the elite is invincible and has all the answers and never makes mistakes. So much of the public, you know, tends to think that, but really, you've worked in and around these people before it was this corrupt. You know they're just people as well, and that's what's even more scary. In a way, it would be more assuring if they knew what they were doing and didn't make mistakes and you know, were evil, but at least somehow were in control. I mean, that's just a basic psychology there. It's bad, but it's not as bad as they think they're in control, but they're not. It seems like as you degrade a military and an intelligence network and turn the Cold War apparatus on the people, that the good guys are going to leave and say no and start fighting you, like you and so many others, and people I know in intelligence who are retired who aren't public, you know, they're all shaking their heads for years seeing what's happening. So it seems to me like it's a brain drain. They don't have that many quality people anymore, and all they've got is a bunch of thugs.
Well, that's right, and that's why you have people like my former colleagues in the CIA who are coming out now and telling people like Ron Suskind, who wrote this book, about what they were asked to do earlier on, how they were asked to forge, now get this, to forge a letter which purported to show that Mohammed Atta, who, you know, led the hijackers, that he did his training in Iraq. In other words, Cheney very much wanted to prove that Iraq was responsible for 9/11, or at least to train the people who did 9/11. Okay, the link between Hussein and 9/11 was one of the things that sold the war. Let's face it. They even tried to connect Hussein with the anthrax stuff. It's very, very clear. It was all scare tactic. Now, when you have Cheney doing these kinds of things, it's really incumbent upon the rest of us to expose them, and my friends in the CIA have exposed that. Now, what will happen? Well, Susskind's book hasn't got much play at all in the mainstream media so far, but if we keep pressing, you know, if we say, you know, it's not quite right to have a letter that is backdated to 2001, okay, before the 9/11, which says that Hussein and his Iraqi friends were training Mohammed Atta. It's not quite right to have that surface in the Western press after it had been forged by the CIA. As a matter of fact, it's not only not quite right, it's illegal. The CIA is barred by law from concocting things like that designed to influence public opinion in this country. So what one has to do is get George Tenet, the head of the CIA at the time, on the stand. He has already perjured himself once, and I've noted that in an article I wrote. And very briefly, it's during the 9/11 commission proceedings. He, having had this agreement with the president for a long time, that he would not embarrass the president by telling the world how many times he had warned the president about 9/11, and in return for that, the president would, you know, praise him up and down, not can him, and, you know, eventually give him the highest civilian medal that he could give. Now, George Tenet was pledged to defend the president. So when he was asked before the 9/11 commission, after he was sworn in, he was speaking under oath, you know, what did you say to the president during October, you know, before, I'm not October, but before, in August, before September 11th? He said, I never talked to the president. And the Romer, one of the commissioners, said, you never talked to the president? No, I never saw the president. He was in Crawford, and, you know, I took some leave around here. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Well, that evening, Tenet's spokesman wrote a little note to the 9/11 commission. The head of the CIA, George Tenet, misspoke. He did see the president on the 14th of August, and he saw him at the end of August, too. And we've since found out that he saw him one time in between there, in Crawford. Two times in Crawford, one time when Bush finally got back to Washington on the 31st of August. So what was that? That was a lie under oath. You know, it's not likely that the Tenet forgot about that, because he waxes eloquent about that visit to Crawford and how he marveled at the fauna and the flora and how George Bush took him around in his Jeep and all this stuff. You know, he says, it's my first time in Crawford, and, you know, this boy from Queens, man, that was really, I mean, it's incredible that he would have forgotten that. So he perjured himself under oath.
Well, it was all over TV when he was there. It was all over the news. Now you just said something, and again, so much is happening. I miss a lot of things. And I read the mainstream news reports, the blurbs that came out, and I mentioned on MSNBC the CIA being ordered to manufacture connections to Iraq and 9/11. But are you saying that Bush, and see, I'm embarrassed I missed this, or did I hear you correctly, that Bush was ordering Cheney was ordering the CIA to create fake connections to Mohammed Atta before 9/11 to Iraq? That is smoking gun.
No, I didn't mean to say that. I'm saying that before 9/11, George Bush was so thoroughly briefed by George Tenet that when the balloon went up, you know, at 9/11, George Bush was faced with a very difficult decision. Here is George Tenet with like 36 serious warnings that he'd issued to the president over the last 6 weeks, and he has the goods on him, and so there had to be a deal. So Bush went out to the CIA. You may remember this. He went out
yes.
a week after, you know, and he said, George Tenet is the best DCI we have. The CIA has kept us safe, and we have the best intelligence service in the world. In return for which, George Tenet pledged that he would not make available to the general public or even the 9/11 Commission the number of times that he had warned the president, you know?
Yeah, Bin Laden determined to attack memos, all those lies. Now, and then Rice was caught lying under oath about that as well. Expanding on that, it just came out, ABC News, 2 days ago, and a bunch of other places it was reported, that the White House ordered the FBI director Mueller to lie and say that the anthrax came from Iraq when they knew it was U.S. government weaponized from the start of that. So comment on that, Mr. McGovern, and then give us your take on this latest apparent patsy dying in government custody and the lady who's all these DWIs and drugs and you know, putting out this info that he was the man, the FBI saying he was the only suspect the whole time while they were persecuting Stephen Hatfield and the White House on Cipro. I mean, to simplify that, your take on the White House ordering the CIA to try to come up with something that Saddam had this anthrax, and then B, what's your take on the anthrax?
Well, on the anthrax thing, you know, it's not surprising, but it's no less infuriating. What happened, of course, was the White House instructed people like Tom Brokaw and others to, I'm sorry, that has to do with the other one. What they did was instruct people to tie the anthrax to Iraq. Now, there's absolutely no evidence of that at all. And yet people did tie it to Iraq, and that was one of the most fearful things that Cheney was able to play on to justify, in quotes, the attack on Iraq. Would the White House do this? Of course they would. They've done all manner of surreptitious and illegal things. And the mainstream media, as I mentioned before, was all too eager to play the game. So anthrax also became directly associated with Iraq because the White House told their favorite people in the media without any evidence at all that it looked like Iraq might have been behind that as well. So, you know, even, who is it, that fellow that's on late at night, fellow with the 10 major questions or 10 major, oh, I can't remember his name now, but, you know, he interviewed McCain. Okay, it'll come to me in a second. He interviewed McCain a week or so, and McCain said, you know, there's evidence that Iraq is behind this, and if that's behind the anthrax.
Oberman.
No, it was that fellow Letterman. Letterman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Letterman, sure.
Yeah, he had Letterman on there, and it's on the web. You can see
it. I've seen it. It's great.
YouTube, yeah. Where McCain quite gratuitously says, you know, there's information that Iraq was involved in this, and, you know, if that's the truth, well, we'll have to put an end to that right away, you know, this kind of stuff. So yeah, it was one of these what we call propaganda offensives, and there were people in the CIA who were seconded to the White House to make sure they knew how to do covert propaganda correctly.
It's amazing, and the American people still have no idea that it's not just lies about WMDs. It's all of the fake documents and the manufacturing. I mean, specifically on the anthrax, though. The White House is on the drug that fights it. 4 weeks before the anthrax shows up, we have all these enemies of the White House being sent the anthrax. It's super weaponized from Fort Detrick. The FBI claims somebody made it in a basement with a bucket. I mean, what's your bottom line assessment of who's behind the anthrax attack?
Well, clearly it was a government worker because the strain that was developed was far too sophisticated to come from any cave in Afghanistan or Pakistan or any other place.
That's what I mean. Then we have the White House running around saying it's Iraq, and then they're on Cipro. I mean, that's enough to indict somebody right there. I mean, aren't the White House the prime suspects?
It should be. Well, it's a leap that I'm not quite prepared to make right now. What we know is it came from a U.S. government lab. I haven't had a time to read all the reporting on this fellow that they've wrapped up. It stinks to high heaven, as we would say in the Bronx, but it seems to me equally likely, at least, that the White House seized on this and tried to associate it with Iraq right away, which, of course, they did. Rather than plot the whole thing, but, you know, we really have to get to the bottom of it. The thought that this guy acted alone is a little bit stretchy for me. It stretches my credulity.
Israel mulls military option for Iran strikes, and I keep seeing the similar headline. Israel's got to get their nukes, got to get their nukes. And the average American hears that in the back of the, you know, they're in the bar and they hear it on the TV. They're thinking they've got nukes with that misleading headline, and the war drums are going. What's the word now? Are they still planning to hit Iran?
Well, of course, what Americans don't know is you suggest that the Iran doesn't have any nukes and won't have any nukes for a couple of years yet, if then. 16 U.S. intelligence agencies have pronounced in a formal document unanimously that the Iran stopped its nuclear weapons-related program, not the enrichment of uranium, but the nuclear weapons-related aspects, in mid-2003, and that as of this time last year, they had not reestablished it. So when the president, vice president, other people say or talk blithely about Iranian nukes, number one, there aren't any, and number two, our best intelligence is that they stopped working on nuclear weapons-related stuff. That's really important. There's plenty more here. The situation in Iraq is specifically related to this. And if we have a little bit more time, Alex...
Yes, sir. Let's cover that when we get back and then take a few phone calls with Ray McGovern. He's an amazing individual. I really appreciate him spending so much time with us today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
The next stop that we make will be mine.
Ray McGovern's going to stay with us 20 minutes into the next hour. For John, Kurt, Al, and many others holding to talk to him, toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. We're going into Iraq, Iran, other key areas he wants to discuss, and then, of course, your phone calls. Before we go back to Ray McGovern, I want to encourage all of you to support alternative media. Get my film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism. covers how our own government overthrew Iran by staging terror attacks, Operation Ajax. It covers the USS Liberty attack with Israel trying to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt. That's now been declassified by the NSA. Boy, that shut up the debunkers real fast. So it covers a bunch of declassified histories of that. And then we get into 9/11/77 and what happened there. Terror Storm, the final cut. It's the second edition. It's the final edition. Gets into BBC announcing Building 7 had fallen 25 minutes before it did, exactly as it did fall. Firefighters, police on video saying, get back, they're about to blow it up. I mean, it's powerful. It is Terror Storm, final cut. It's got Governor Jesse Ventura in it and many others. My new film is Truth Rising about the 9/11 truth movement. It's available as cheap as $9.95 at InfoWars.com. Get my films, make copies of them, give them to people. If you take action, you are unstoppable. We are unstoppable together. And as the tyranny intensifies, you better understand, folks, this is life and death. And before we get into Iran and Iraq, Ray McGovern, I wanted to bring that point up to you. And that's this. I don't think people working for the establishment, compartmentalized, who you know are carrying out one piece of evil and another piece of evil, and it all combines together, I don't think they understand. You know, it's all a big fun thing. They're in charge. They're tough. They're intimidating women and children. They're threatening people. They're spying on people. I don't think they know history and that tyrannies are for the general public. You know, they want to shut down the opposition, but once the tyranny's in place, it's because they want to loot economies, rob the population, destroy the treasury. That's what this is about. And can you just historically, briefly, since we have more time with you before we get into Iraq in the next segment, speak to what's happening, you know, historically with how a tyranny will affect us all?
Well, the most important thing for me is how with the withdrawal of habeas corpus, with the recent ruling from the U.S. Circuit Court in the Fourth District, with other things that the president has said he can do, our government can say, all right, Alex, the president has named you a enemy combatant, pick you up from your studio and take you to some cell in South Carolina, keep you there for the rest of his life, the rest of your life. That's possible. That's possible under the Patriot Act. And as I say, just been reinforced not only by the court decision I just mentioned, but by what we can call now the Hamdan Principle, where that chauffeur for bin Laden, you know, okay, no material support for terrorism, and yet he's been convicted of this and can be put in, will be kept for life. So these principles have been established now. Nobody said much in our courts. And the Congress, of course, is completely punted on all of this. The only hopeful sign that I see, well, there are really two. One is a group of intelligence analysts who had the guts to speak out at the end of 2007 and say, hey, guess what? Actually, it was 2000. Yeah. Anyhow, the November estimate, which said, you know what we've been telling you about Iran and nuclear weapons? Well, they stopped their program in mid-2003 and haven't restarted it. That's big, because the president didn't want to hear that. Cheney didn't want to hear that. Guess why it was that that got out into the news? It got out into the news because our professional military, I'm thinking of Admiral Fallon, who has since been cashiered, but I'm also thinking about the current Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mike Mullen, insisted that it be put out there. Besides, Congress had been given early copies and they were going to put it out, and the administration didn't. So there's a really hopeful development. There's still some honest people in our government trying to tell the truth, even though it cuts across the grain of what the government wants to do.
Absolutely. We got good people everywhere. Ray McGovern will be back in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.